T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are joined by Dr. Simone Wilds, talking about some of the latest developments in a vaccine. And Dr. Wilds, thanks again for joining us. You know, we have heard about these challenge trials when it comes to a vaccine. And, you know, on the surface, it seems like something that would have to happen for a vaccine to move forward. Eventually, you are going to have to test it on somebody. What makes these trials that are going on now, though, so controversial?
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me. Yes, the challenge trials, very controversial right now. And the main reason is because with COVID-19, we do not have any proven treatments for COVID. And so what would happen in the past, because this is not something new, because I think people might think, oh, challenge trials are new, but they're not new. We've done it with flu, malaria, you know, just a few. But what happened is when you do get the infection, then we have proven therapies to treat you. In COVID, as you know, we don't have any proven therapies. We have remdesivir and dexamethasone, but we do not have any proven therapies that's actually going to work. So, you know, that, of course, is very concerning for us.
I mean, it seems to bring up some ethical questions to do something like that. Would they do challenge trials here in the U.S.?
At this point, the NIH has said they're not going to be participating in challenge trials. They are more focused on the randomized control trials that we're doing for our vaccines.
Looking at some of these trials that are going on and the vaccine that you need to have these trials for, it kind of brings up another question. There was a couple of instances where university leaders and also health departments, local health departments throughout the U.S. are telling college-age students, hey, don't try and contract COVID to all of a sudden be able to donate your plasma for money. And that is kind of becoming a concern around college-age kids. Why would that be a bad idea if you are in that age group that we do know is less susceptible to having some serious impacts?
Right. So I want to point out, Brian, that, you know, even though they are young and healthy, doesn't eradicate them or remove them from falling into really severe problems like death. Right? I mean, they think that, you know, they won't die, but I think we always have to be mindful that, you know, you can actually die from COVID. And so we don't want young people deliberately getting the infection because we want to make sure that, of course, we preserve their life. And then what we do find is that, you know, how it affects younger individuals is very different from the older population with a lot of underlying medical conditions. So, you know, we want to make sure that we make the message very clear in terms of what we're really trying to accomplish.
Do you believe a vaccine will be available later this year, or do you think it'll be longer than that?
Okay, Susan, so, you know, I think we are going to have data that will help us to figure out whether these vaccines are actually going to work. As to whether or not it's going to be available at the end of this year, I think we'll really have to wait and see. And what I don't like is, you know, everyone is putting a timeline, right? It has to be this year. I think the key thing is we want to make sure that when the vaccine comes to the market, it's safe and effective. I prefer that messaging.
All right, Dr. Wildes, as always, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That's Dr. Simone Wildes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.